Hello everyone, the podcast is back and I'm really excited to be recording today. I have set up a little studio in my bathroom and hopefully this is the best sound quality that I can have in the house. So warmly welcome! Maybe it is your first time today, maybe you're a regular listener. In both cases, I'm super grateful that you're here. And I'm just really excited. It's a new chapter, a new beginning for Radical Broccoli. And of course, as always, a lot has happened since we last talked, and that's really where I want to go in today's solo episode. I want to give you a little update on life, on how it is to be now running this business without suits, which is different. And I also have gotten some really amazing questions from you guys that I'm gonna answer, among others, how to find peace when things fall apart, my best tip for good mental health and to avoid burnout, and so much more. So I'm just really excited to dive in together with you guys. And let's get started. So first of all, I have become an auntie since our last episode. Suze went into labor actually 3 weeks earlier than expected. And little Luca was born, I believe it was April 3rd. And yeah, it's just very fun to have this new little addition to the family. And to be honest, I thought I would be like super emotional in a way when I met him. But it was the strangest thing. It was like, hey, I've known you my entire life. How are you? It was like meeting someone you know, and it feels like he's always been here. But I'm just so excited to get to know him, see him grow. Every day I feel like he's changing already. And I can't even imagine how it is for Suze, just watching him grow already. So we're gonna have an episode in a couple of weeks where she comes on and shares everything about the births. And because it was a home birth, I know a lot of you guys are curious about that. So I'll save all of this for that episode. But now, she is on maternity leave, meaning that I am in charge of Radical Broccoli. And I know actually that a lot of you are wondering, like, how do we make money? How is it a business? Do we live off this full time? And I kind of wanted to break that down a little bit for you guys. And also, I wanted to share the importance of taking a moment when we have, or I have, this brand new start. Because I think that oftentimes we can jump into these tasks and we can sort of forget to pause a bit and reflect. And end up maybe feeling a bit burned out or miserable because we have worked hard and then gone in a direction that we didn't necessarily want. And so for me, when it was time for me to take over the company, I needed to take time and find and redefine the reason why. Why do I want to create Radical Broccoli? What is my purpose? What is my mission? And it does not have to be the same as before. And I think that this is questions we should ask ourselves a lot. We should ask ourselves, you know, like, what is it that I want? What is it that brings me joy? And I think that it may seem like a little strange to say this because it is already, of course, my business. But I have to ask myself again, is this something that I am doing for anyone else? Or is this something that I'm doing for me? And the reason why I do this is because I need to find sort of a new drive to run the business by myself. And of course, we have an amazing team. And then I need to allow the business to change with me so that I don't try to sort of hold on to the old and do things the way they've always been done just because. And I think that's what's going to make things exciting, that this is going to be allowed to flow and unfold in any way that I get inspired to do it. And I think that is also going to keep, you know, the passion alive for me, instead of forcing myself to sort of do something because then I can please, for example, my sister, or, you know, live up to expectations from how things are supposed to be done. And this is not easy. Like, it's so much easier to go on autopilot, just do things the same way. Really stopping up sometimes to reflect and allow for that uncomfortable break. That is just, is really, really important. And I know I've talked a lot about this in the podcast, but especially being a projector. I know there's a lot of you out there that are projectors running businesses, and it is very different because we have an energy that is, I would say it's quite genius, but it requires also that you allow yourself to take breaks. And the way social media is and the way sort of businesses are today, you're kind of expected to deliver every single day. Like, have some new content, have something new to show. And I'm really, really learning to know myself that doesn't work for me. I need to follow my energy, because if I push when I'm low, like, it's just, it feels like I just almost can't manifest anything because my energy doesn't, I can't hold things. And then if I just take a day or two and rest and get back into alignment, it's like I come back with 5 times the energy that I had before, and things literally just magically align themselves. And I love doing business this way. And when it comes to the why and the purpose behind Radical Broccoli, I think that is really easy for me because life has really shown me, like, the greatest lessons, and these lessons I really want to share with you because they have changed my life for the better. And our sort of vision is, you know, that when we shine from the inside out, there is no limit to what we can create. And I believe almost every day this is just a statement that gets more and more and more true for me. I see how when I overcome my limiting beliefs, my fears, my worries, and my, like, old programming, how incredibly much changes in my reality. And it's just endlessly fascinating to me. And to be able to share this and empower people to know that you don't have to be stuck in a life that you don't want. That just feels really, really meaningful. And the amazing side effect is that when we are happy and when we do start to allow ourselves to live more the life that we want to live, we naturally somehow just take better choices for the planet. We become more patient, we become kinder, and trust me, I know myself, when I'm out of alignment, I'm not patient, I'm not kind. I'm just like, I know that then I don't have anything to give to anybody else. And then when I do the things that are important to me, I take that risk, or maybe even just, like, eat the food that I know is good for me and I feel really good. It's amazing what I actually am capable of doing. So Yeah, this is for me endlessly fascinating. And I love this Marianne Williamson quote that says, you know, the more we let our own light shine, the more we allow ourselves freedom, the more we allow ourselves to just have the life that we truly dream of, we actually give permission for other people to do the same. And to me, that is so true. Whenever I see someone just being themselves, being vulnerable, being weird, being like completely different than what you've seen before, you just feel like, oh, so relieving. Like they don't have a mask on, they're just themselves. And that makes me want to be more myself. And so the reason why we want to create Radical Broccoli is it's still the same. But how we're gonna do it, that will probably, I mean, I don't have a grand plan, but I think that will probably change a bit. Yeah, because I'm the one behind the driver's wheel. And the way our business is set up right now is actually really cool. We have sort of three main businesses. So one is the Radical Broccoli Shop, where we have taken in products right now from only female entrepreneurs, which is really cool. And these are products that we have sort of quality stamped, tested for years, the best of the best. These are the products that we believe will help you on that journey to shining from the inside out. We have everything from healthy powders, adaptogens, herbs, things that will really help your health and especially hormonal health, because so many women struggle with, you know, with our hormones, like I have. And that's why we felt it was so important to offer this and to offer the best quality. And we have a skincare, all natural, all organic, beautiful skincare that is also, you know, of course, amazing for the planet when we don't flush out a lot of toxic stuff in the sink. And then we have sort of the more spiritual side, where we have different card decks. We have animal spirit. We have the new Oracle deck from Anima Mundi and beautiful journals from Magic of Eye. And these are things that can help us connect to our higher self, to the universe, to really like getting to know ourselves on a higher level. And that's something that I think is endlessly fun. And well, sometimes it's hard, but mostly it's very exciting. And we also have, yeah, sunscreen. Soon we're getting in a new cacao, which I'm excited about, and so on. So the shop is really like, I would say, one of our best manifestations. It's like the dream shop, really, for me. And all the products is of such high qualities. So they really like bring, I feel, this is what I feel, is that they remind me of alignment, like the candle, the book, anything that we have. When I see it, it kind of reminds me, like, and takes me back into who I am, into alignment. And I mean, you can do that without a product, but for me, it's just like it's another tool. And of course, I'm a Taurus. I love everything beautiful and aesthetic. So for me, that's something that really, really works. Lighting incense, cleansing the energy in the room with sage or Palo Santo. Like these are rituals that I absolutely love and adore. So that's our shop. And then we have the membership. And I think the membership is like, it is so incredibly soul-giving for me to be able to connect directly with a lot of you guys listening to the podcast. And it is, I would say, this community of people who really are on a mission to get to know themselves, to create more freedom in their life, to dare to dream, to be like, hey, you know what? I actually allow myself to dream, even though I'm really scared that I will fail. I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to tell you what I want. And having this group of people, for me, it's like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it just gives me so much energy. It gives me so much purpose. And we bring in guest teachers every month. And these are, the teachers are people that we admire in some way or form. Maybe they have, you know, last month we had Mila, who is an expert on natural holistic skincare, and she taught us like massage techniques on how to do a natural facelift with gua sha and our jade comb to do in the hair. And it's just like, it's these small hacks. Like after that session, I've been massaging my face every day and I literally haven't had a puffy face. For me, it's like, it's life-changing. I wish I knew that years ago. And all of these people bring in something unique into our lives. Last month, we had Swedish influencer Josefin Dahlberg in the membership. And she is huge on spirituality, holistic health in Sweden. And she was so honest, open, raw, sharing her life story, sharing the struggles she'd gone through, and how she found herself. And it's just so inspiring because she has a hugely successful business. It looks like she just has endless energy. She's a mom of two. And we all got so, so, so inspired by her. And just like, I believe we need this. We need these expanders to show us what is possible. And that is what the membership is for. And then, of course, the most amazing thing is like seeing our members starting their own businesses, breaking in or out of relationships, like doing the things they have dreamed of. That's just something that will never stop to amaze me. And it's all there. Like, it's not, we're not taking any credit for that, but it's all on them. But just like being able to cheer them on and be a support to someone else, it's so amazing. And this is what I wish I had when we started, because I kind of looked for support in, like, I would say the wrong places, from people who had no idea what I was doing, did not live the life that I at all dreamt of living, and with their best intentions. But it's like asking advice, you know, on how to have the best oral hygiene from somebody who does build houses. Like, it just isn't a match. So basically, we want to be your match. That's the membership. And then lastly, we have Instagram and our podcast. So this is the two places where we do more like collaborations, work with different partners, a bit on and off, but we're getting back into it now. And yeah, so it's exciting. It's a lot to do. And right now we have a really amazing warehouse in Oslo, or outside of Oslo. All of you shopping from our shop know that everything comes like after 2 days because Berit works there. She's so passionate about what she does, and she's amazing. And we have Pernille, who helps me a lot with both the shop and the membership. She's an amazing photographer, creative, and she actually joined our course Radical Courage, and that's how we met. And now she's like part of the team, working for herself. So yeah, it's really, really amazing. And of course, like, Suze is still here. She's not gone forever. She supports me, and she still like will help if we can't figure things out. But I think that it's important for her also to take that break right now and focus on what she needs to focus on. So that's a little bit about, you know, what's happening in the business right now. and how we can sort of make new chapters for ourselves. And I think this is something nice to do, even like, let's say you have a 1 week vacation and then you come back to work and you feel like you got so much inspiration on that vacation and you just feel different. Like, don't go back into the same old routine. Ask yourself, how can you bring this into your life? What is it that you need? Maybe on that vacation you realized like you don't like your job anymore. Say that out loud, like dare to do that. And then you can do something about it instead of like waiting 6 months, becoming miserable. So yeah, a lot of chatting from me. This is the difference with having a solo episode. But now I really want to dive into your beautiful questions. I've gotten very many, so I'm not gonna be able to answer all of them, but I will take as many as my voice can bear. So, the first question I'm gonna dive into is from Anna, and she asks me, have you ever had health anxiety? And if so, how do you deal with it? And I'm thinking like health anxiety can mean two things. One, that you're overly obsessing about your health. And the other one is maybe that you're experiencing a health issue that you don't feel like you have control over, which both can bring anxiety. So I'll try to answer both and hopefully one of them is right. Or what you were wondering about. But first, if I've ever really been like anxious and overly focused on my health, yeah, I would absolutely say so. I think that in the periods where I, for example, have experienced hormonal issues and had health problems that I couldn't, for what seemed to me, control, it was like everything that was on my mind. I couldn't eat something without like wondering, is it this good or bad? I felt like I was constantly judging myself, always questioning if I was doing something right, if I was doing something wrong. And it's just really, really exhausting. And I learned something that really changed my perception of health, which is that our body is literally communicating with us and working for us. So let's say we have a headache, like it is our body telling us that we need to drink more water. If I have stomach ache, it is most likely unprocessed emotions or having difficulty to deal with the emotions that I'm feeling. And yeah, you can blame it on the food, but really it all starts with our emotions. So I think that one way to deal with this anxiety or like overly stressing about our health is to start to not trust the body, but ask the body how it can trust us again. Because our body has been there all along. It has been devoted to give us life every single day. Our body is so trustworthy, but it's more about like, how can our bodies trust us again? And I think that the ways in doing that is that we have to stop and feel. We have to scan our bodies. We have to start asking it what it needs and stop listening to everything else, like every single like, oh my gosh, there's so much information out there. But we have to start asking ourselves first because every single body is so unique. Like for example, for years I was following Medical Medium, who is like a health man in the US, who I really was like, okay, he knows everything, I'm just gonna follow it. And I followed it, even though for years I felt like shit. But I just believed in him so much instead of my body that I continued and continued. And, you know, this is where I probably should have looked at the results and not like somebody outside of me. giving me the answers. And even though I, for example, wanted to be vegan, and it was really hard for me to, for example, start like eating eggs, but that was what my body wanted at this season in time in my life. And so the way to curb the anxiety is truly to start to build up your body's trust to yourself. And the way you can do that is by start giving your body what it is asking for. And I'm sure deep down you know the answer. Like if you're working out too much and eating too little, you know it's wrong. Like you know your body is undernourished and it needs nourishment. It does not need punishment. It needs to be rewarded. It needs to be taken care of. And when we start doing this, like the body will respond in a completely different way. It will get out of this scarcity mode. It will get out of, you know, what happened to me was that I was so healthy, but my body held on all the fat because I constantly undernourished it. So I was like heavier, but eating less. And it's because my body was like, oh my God, she's not gonna give us enough. Let's hold on to all of that. And when I started to relax and literally eat more and just be so much more compassionate and kind to myself and start to look at my body in a completely different way, everything changed. And yeah, then there's the anxiety of like dealing with a health issue, which I would say it's the same. It's the same answer. It's like, how can you serve your body? You know, does it need a massage? Does it, like, what is it really trying to tell us? For example, like I had this huge breakthrough in a therapy session because I had this, I didn't realize it, but I had this huge belief that when my body was experiencing something hormonal, it meant that something was wrong. And I tracked this back to like having my first period. And I remember like being really resistant of, I was really embarrassed of having my period the first time. I was really like embarrassed of how my body was changing. Like, I didn't talk about it a lot at home. We didn't celebrate my period coming because it's not really normal, you know. When actually it's like this huge change in life where we step into our femininity, into womanhood. And I was so shameful about it. Instead, it should be something that could been so celebrated. And I think that is also one of the big reasons why I've had so much menstrual pain, because I really like hated this feminine energy. And yeah, so it's pretty deep. But when I healed that, I healed a lot of my hormonal issues, and I stopped looking at my body as like doing something wrong or attacking me or like misbehaving. And then I'm starting to see like, okay, where am I rejecting myself? Where am I overly in my masculine? Where am I stressing too much? Where am I under or over nourishing myself? And then, you know, we can start to get back into alignment. And of course, like, get help as well. But first of all, ask yourself. That is my main tips when it comes to health anxiety. Okay, question number two. Moving abroad experiences, any big lessons to share? Such a good question. I know a lot of people are dreaming about moving abroad, maybe having some more sunshine. first of all, like, I would say if you dream about it, it is meant for you and life is too short not to experience it. I have lived abroad a lot in my life, and it has literally been like the most expansive, where I've learned the most, where I met most people, where I've had most fun. And then you always have like the safety of home to come back to. So that's the first thing I would say. Like, it is so worth it. Please do it. Allow yourself to do it. And I think that, like, we can plan a lot. Like, it's of course useful to find a place to live, to find out where you want to live. And maybe sometimes it's good to do a little bit of, like, research, travel places, experience, like, if it's a vibe for you or not. You can also check out astrogeography. It can tell you a little bit about, you know, if you have good lines in this country or not. I always think that's fun. So, yeah, taking a trip and sort of spending, like, 2 weeks in the place that you think you want to live, I think can be really, really beneficial. And I would say, like, one, maybe it's not like a tip, but I would say just go for it. Like, there's never going to be a super perfect timing. Like, we were so afraid when we moved to Portugal in 2020 of the business, of how everything would work out. But when you take these huge aligned steps for you, like, things will work out. It's so much better to do it than to wait 5 years and wish you did it. So, and when you move, you have to allow yourself some time to settle in. You will not have, or maybe you will, I'm not going to limit you. For most of us, it will take a couple of weeks or months to sort of get into the community, find a flow, to get everything in order, to have a new phone, to do the paperwork, all of that. And there will be ups and downs. There will be times of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? But I think that just saying to yourself, like, this is an experiment. You don't have to live here forever. If you don't like it, will take so much of the pressure off. You can always go home. And of course, there's the boring part of like finding out how to pay taxes and all of this, which is just plain old research. And there's always a lot of Facebook groups in different countries. Like in Ericeira, there's a group called Expats in Ericeira where people share everything from like work to housing, selling furniture, all of this. And so there's so many people in the same situation. So using your network, reaching out to people, being very open-minded and ready to connect is also a good tip. But yeah, it is scary, especially if you do it alone. It is scary, but like when you feel called to a place, it's not random. It's just, it's like you are meant to be there experiencing something. And for example, for me, the times I've gone to Costa Rica alone have been terrifying. Like it really has been so out of my comfort zone. I almost felt like I was in summer camp, like shy and everything. And then when I kind of gotten into it, it's been the best times. Best times always. But there's definitely been a lot of times where I have had to come out of my shell and it's been very, very uncomfortable. But I think that this is also where we get more self-confidence after when we overcome those things and when we do meet new people and new friendships and just have a lot of fun. All right, on to the next question. How did you work yourself out of being burned out? And my best tips for good mental health. Really, I love these questions. I have been burnt out many times, and it has been the biggest learning for me. I think that one of the things that I've done repeatedly in my life, and which also brings me back to the point I was talking about in the beginning of this podcast, sort of redefining Radical Broccoli's purpose now that I'm doing it by myself, it's that when we live life for other people, pleasing other people, neglecting to ask ourselves what we really want, we do get exhausted. And for me, I was stuck in a pattern of living life for someone else and not 100% sort of maybe daring to live just for me and do the things that I wanted to, because that meant going out of my comfort zone and, for example, moving to Costa Rica alone, which is super scary. So that has been one of the biggest lessons, because often when we are burnt out, it's not because we're doing sort of too much, or we are in a way, but we're doing, it's more that we're not filling up on things that bring us life force, energy, and joy. But a burnout can also be that we have a lot of unresolved trauma, for example, or that we are literally, for example, working in a job that we don't like day in and day out, and we get nothing, no joy from it. And of course, we're going to end up feeling exhausted. So I actually struggle a bit with this in Norway, because whenever I am here, I work a lot. It's amazing for our business when we're here. There's so many opportunities. And this is also the reason I moved abroad, so it ties into the other question. But I don't have that, you know, thing that, for example, surfing gives me, or going to the beach, or and being out in nature half the day. And I know you can do that in Norway, but for my body and the way that I want to live, I don't have that here. And so it doesn't give me sort of that joy and that life, soul-fulfilling thing that I am looking for. So that is one of the reasons why I want to live in Costa Rica and in Portugal. And that is where I've seen the biggest changes in my health as well, is when I do more of the things that I love. But most of all, when I don't give my energy away to the wrong things. So you can always ask yourself when you do feel burned out, where have you spent your energy? Are you spending more time trying to please like your mom or your dad or your brother and sister or your colleagues than you are focusing on being happy yourself? And even your kids, like, we need to take full responsibility, actually, which will in the end benefit everyone, because you will be a much better version of yourself. And my best tips for good mental health, for me, getting help, having someone see you from the outside and learning how to understand yourself, get to know yourself, has been huge. I've had so many groundbreaking therapy sessions where I'm just in awe of how powerful we are and what we can do with our energy. So that has been the biggest game changer for me, because I never feel like things are 100% hopeless, because I know we have the power to change absolutely every single circumstance if we want to. But on the days where I feel depressed or just like sick of life, feeling that I'm behind, feeling sad, then I have to force myself to be social. Sometimes it helps just calling someone and just be with another person's vibration in a way, because that will get you out of that funk. And I also believe in journaling. It has a great effect on sort of organizing your brain a bit and putting your thoughts down on paper. And lastly, I would say my biggest tip for good mental health is finding a balance between being outside, working out, taking care of your body, making sure your energy is balanced. Because if you sit inside all day, like, you will in the end feel shitty, because we're not wired that way. We need air, we need movement, we need sunshine, we need to hear birds, we need laughter. So that is important to prioritize as well. So yeah, I would say that is my best tips. I hope that was helpful. Okay, like, this next question is so big. I was like, can I even answer this? Your life, your journey in life, What has shaped you and your biggest lessons and learnings? Amazing question. I mean, imagine being asked that on a date. You would be like, oh, wow. And then you can talk for hours. Okay. Your journey in life. What has shaped you and your biggest learnings and lessons? I would say, though, that one of my biggest learnings and lessons is to take up space and to focus on building my own life in my own time limits. And I know, and sometimes this annoys the shit out of me, that I am here to do things differently. I will probably never live the so-called typical A4, do you say that in English, life? I mean, I want a family and kids and all this, but I will probably do it differently. And sometimes it's just like so incredibly comforting to fit into a box and to have other people fit you in a box so they don't have to be so confused. But that's not why I'm here. And I know that. But that is one of my biggest lessons and learnings. And when I accept that and embrace it, of course, life is so much more interesting. And I have also learned so much from this because I have had so many crossroads in my life where I've had to choose between my head and my heart. And my heart wants to take me on these wild journeys. And sometimes it can bring me into desperation and anxiety and despair just thinking about going on this journey. But in the end, my heart has literally always been right. And I'm always happy when I dare to follow it. I would also say that one of my purposes in life is community. It is connecting with people. It is helping people. And the good thing about doing things differently is that I, in a way, can give permission for other people to do the same, which makes it more, what can I say? It gives more meaning to me when I look at it that way. And I think that I also know that one of my biggest and toughest challenges in this life is self-love. And that has come up in so many years in all of my different, you know, like therapies, readings, spiritual downloads, all of this. That I have sort of, I haven't matched, I haven't looked at myself or been kind to myself the way that I really am. Because I know, like, at the core of me, I have this huge heart. I literally want good for the world. And I am a really amazing soul. Like, this soul is so interesting, but I have spent so many years hating on everything from my looks to who I am and how I've done things differently. And it's really then again reflected, for example, in romantic relationships, in my health, in hormonal health. And so at the core of all of these big sort of problems that I've experienced in my life has always been to come back to self-love. And the lesson has always been, like, if you value yourself 100% and if you are proud of who you are, none of that would be a problem. And I feel that for every single year and every single month and every day, I'm getting better. And then I have huge setbacks, of course. And the people that we have in our lives usually mirror to us how we are doing and how we are treating ourselves. And that can mean, like, suddenly some person can trigger the shit out of you, and knowing that that has actually nothing to do with them but everything to do with yourself can bring all the power back to yourself. And you can be like, okay, why is it bothering so much? Then you can start to give love to that part of you instead of hating on it, and that will make you so freaking powerful. So that is a huge life lesson. And this is also, of course, trusting your intuition, like trusting that you are worthy enough of being trusted. And I think that one of the great ways to begin to heal the relationship with yourself is to maybe play around with it a bit. Ask yourself, ask your body, what is it that it wants to eat today? Who does it want to hang out with? How can you give it some love today? Book that therapy session, like book that astrological reading. Get curious about yourself. It will give you so incredibly much. And then we can start to build that relationship step by step, which is the most important relationship that we have. And when you start to heal yourself in this way, you will heal your mother, your grandmother, your lineage. You will set the stage for your children. Like you're doing not only yourself a huge favor and a gift, but you're giving it to every single person around you. And whether people around you know it consciously or not, they will change as well. They will be inspired positively when you start to love yourself. And that is really freaking amazing. All right, guys, my voice is telling me that it's time to end. I enjoyed this episode so much, and I hope that some of my tips and tricks are helpful to you. I would love, love, love to hear from you either on the podcast rating, in our inbox, on email, and let me know what you want to hear this upcoming season. I am so excited to create podcasts for you, and I really want to cater to what you want to learn more about. So please let me know. And with that, I hope you have just a beautiful day. Love yourself, even though it sounds freaking cliche, but literally do something for yourself today, and you will thank yourself tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.